Welcome to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast. We're live at SHRM22, the world's largest gathering of HR professionals. We're pulling back the curtain on the industry's hottest recruiting technology. Now, here's your host, William Tincup.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Tincup, and you're listening to the Use Case Podcast. We are broadcasting live from New Orleans for SHRM Annual. And today, I have the pleasure of having Ravi on from TaskHuman. He'll be learning about the use case or the business case for why his prospects as customers use TaskHuman. So why don't we jump into introductions? Ravi, would you do us a favor and introduce both yourself and TaskHuman?
Yeah, thanks for having us. Sure. I'm Ravi Swaminathan. I'm the founder and CEO of TaskHuman. A little bit about TaskHuman itself before I go into my story. We're a one-on-one digital coaching platform. So essentially, think about this. What could you do as an employee if you had literally 1,000 coaches in pretty much every aspect of your life waiting for you to call them whenever you want? And so that's essentially what we've built, is an easy-to-use app. You go in and you search whatever's on your mind. You can say things like, I'm stressed out. I want to learn yoga. I want to learn how to manage my team. I want to learn how to negotiate. So on, and instantly you get access to coaches over a video call, and you can make a one-on-one call, you can do a group session, all kinds of really cool stuff. So that's what it is. It's a platform where live human coaches in so many different walks of life are just waiting for you to call.
You know what I love about that is you're kind of taking what worked in e-learning, which is kind of an extension of knowledge base or knowledge learning and things like that, but what e-learning and learning, and you've blended into coaching.
Yeah, that's a great point because, a lot of us, when we think of e-learning, we think of LinkedIn Learning,
right,
or Udemy, right?
All good stuff.
Awesome products.
Yep.
But they give you articles and pre-recorded videos.
Right.
And we thought, for those moments in life where, the article and the video just doesn't do the trick. You
right.
really want to talk live to somebody who's been there and done that and is an expert in that topic. Where do you go, right? And today, you just don't have a great solution.
No.
You can go on Google and say, I want a leadership coach or I want a sales coach or I want a yoga coach. But by the time you do your first session, it's going to be hours, days, weeks, or months because you have to find the people, you have to vet them, you have to set up a rate, you have to then figure out how to call them, right? It just takes a really long time.
And by that time, you're already beaten.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just give up, right?
That's
what happens most of the time is people just don't have that kind of time and they give up. And so it's kind of like Uber, right?
Right.
Before you had to call and schedule a taxi. But
right.
with Uber, you just finish your meeting, go down 3 minutes, right? Boom. And so we're bringing that real-time aspect to live human help. So what if you could instantly have access to all kinds of, teachers, instructors, coaches all around the world, right? Instantly available for you wherever you are in whatever time zone you are. And that's essentially what TaskHuman.
So a couple things. You mentioned app, and I want to make sure that when we say app, are you thinking, or is it a mobile app?
Yeah, we wanted to give you something where you didn't have to get in front of a computer to access the network.
Right? I love that.
Yeah, because, think of it. If you had Uber on your desktop, that's a completely different experience,
right?
It's not always there with you. And so we wanted you to think about stuff and then quickly pull out the one thing you always have in your pocket and then go immediately type something and say, find me somebody, right? And so we wanted to bring that experience. And because of that real-time aspect, it is a mobile app. You can download it on your phone or tablet and it runs super smoothly.
And corporations, in the way that you work with corporations, I would assume that this is available for all their employees?
Yeah, that's the model we roll out. Typically, when we work with companies, it's either a benefit that, the VP of benefits launches for the employee base, global employee base all the time. Or it could be something from learning and development. It could be something that the head of DEIB, so any role in HR. And then more recently, we launched a sales coaching product. So, VPs of sales can buy sales coaching for their awesome sales team and roll it out. You don't even need to work with HR in that case if you have a budget. So it really just depends. There are so many buyers for this type of product. And that's the beauty of it is, it's quick, easy to deploy, easy to buy, and easy to roll out.
Do you see more of the kind of the verticalization of, kind of marketing-related content, accounting related content, stuff like that?
Yeah, spot on. That's a great question. We think that that's where it's headed, right?
Yeah.
You know, as a employee, you are a human being first, right? All human beings, you could argue, have some basic needs.
Right.
Well-being is one of them.
Right? Maslow's.
Maslow hierarchy of needs, right? Yeah. You know, so physical fitness, mental well-being, spiritual, emotional, life, career coaching. So those things tend to be common across the, you know, the employee base, regardless of what role you're playing. And then the role that you play in the company, whether it's in sales, engineering, marketing, you know, finance, those then become technical coaching areas,
right?
So you're a human being first, but then you also have that additional, you know, technical responsibility in the company. And when you launch TaskHuman, you're going to get help on a lot of, you know, the basics, the human stuff, and also the technical coaching.
You know, I think of you more as more than coaching. It's funny because I've been following you for a long time, but I think of you more than coaching, which is I mean that as a compliment, because I think sometimes when people say coaching, they think life coach.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, we struggled with the word coaching a lot.
Yeah.
We use it liberally.
Yes.
You know, because it has a lot of context, right? But,
right.
You know, we struggle with that word a lot. And in fact, Jill, who's our awesome head of marketing, and she's like a silent participant on this podcast. You know, we always talk about what is that one thing that you get when, you know, you receive live human help? Is it coaching? Is it instruction? You know, like, you don't call your yoga teacher as a yoga coach, right?
Right.
It's a yoga instructor, yoga teacher. Same thing with, you know, the kickboxing dude, right, that helps you. He's not a coach.
Right.
But the word coach, you know, makes a ton of sense in a leadership context.
Yep.
In several others, right? Swimming coach, tennis coach, those things are all, you know, kind of well known, right? But, you know, we think that the word, eventually we're hoping will be kind of like Google, will be task human, right?
Yeah.
You know, which is a task human is somebody who comes over video call and helps you one-on-one and guides you with whatever you need. You can call them a guide, an instructor, a coach.
You can call whatever.
Advocate, whatever.
At that point, they're an expert.
Yeah, exactly. They're expert, right?
Yeah.
And so that's...
and their expertise has been vetted, which I love. So it's been vetted, and again, it's at the point of need. So when someone has the need, then they can then hit the app and say, I have this need.
Boom, instantly, real time, right? We actually are the world's only and first real-time coaching platform. So people are actually hanging around waiting for you to call.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's something that's super unique about TaskHuman. But you mentioned a really good point, which is vetting. I mean, this type of a network is not useful if it's not vetted.
100%.
Right? Part of the reason we exist is because as a normal human being, right, if you go on the internet and you type in a, you know, search query, the results are not vetted. Yeah. Right? It's just literally a random listing of things.
Right.
Until, you know, Google said, maybe we're going to rank order these things. Right. And even there, you know, they show you all the relevant ads first. And then after that, you know, you'll get whatever it's that they've ranked and ordered. So I think that, you know, in this new world, especially when it comes to human expertise, you cannot afford to just randomly show people
right.
that are not vetted.
Right? Right.
And so in a way, our vetting is the equivalent of the PageRank algorithm that, you know, Google created, because our process is what determines, yeah, this person's really good at these things. Right. And we are in many ways the world's first skill-based tagging and vetting platform. Right. A lot of other platforms have leadership coaches,
right,
or they'll have yoga coaches. But what if I wanted hatha yoga, which is a specific form of yoga? Right.
Right.
Or what if I wanted to develop healthy habits or manage my stress? Those are all things that you have to specifically find people for. And you can't just take the random person who thinks they're good at those things and
right.
then just put them on the platform, right? You actually have to curate.
It's funny because people think that they're better at things than they really truly are.
And as human beings, I mean, we find this all the time, right?
Yeah.
The coaching world, we talk to obviously thousands of coaches
right.
and globally, right? And the universal thing that we find is, you know, people are always... I wouldn't call it over-representing, but I would say they're enthusiastic about what they can help people with, right? You would imagine.
I love
right?
that. Yeah, I love that you phrased it that way. They're right? enthusiastic.
Yeah. I mean, they're coaches, right? They want to pass on their knowledge, their passion, their craft, right? And they're eager to do that. And, of course, they don't know how to say no, right? Nobody
right.
in her or his right mind would say, you know, here's a person who's asking me for help. And the natural tendency is to say, sure, let me offer my thoughts. And then
right.
as a platform, we have to say, no, no.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
You're great at this.
Yeah, you're great at this. Thank you for your opinion on the other things, but, you know, you're great at this. Please continue coaching on this. You know.
Does the platform right now, do you either now or in the future, do you see ratings, kind of like because you mentioned Uber a couple times, I'm thinking about ratings for both the person asking the question, but also for the coaches or experts?
We do that today. After every call, the consumer rates the coach and the, or we call them providers in general, right? The consumer rates the provider and the provider rates the consumer.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's coaching and
it keeps
and finding,
everybody.
Not just that. I mean, I think it ultimately the platform's responsibility is to give the consumer and the coach an awesome experience.
Right.
Right. You know, if you're a consumer and you're like, hey, I want to learn more about this. I mean, you want to immediately have that connection with the coach and find an awesome coach. And then the coach also, they got into this to help people.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're sending them good matches along the way. Like, for instance, if somebody's looking for hatha yoga, you don't want to send them to the kickboxing coach, right?
Right.
I mean, and so from that aspect, this rating system is really important for us because it maintains the integrity of the platform. And we feed that into the multiple AI engines that we have that makes that next match even better. Right, so it's a pretty self-fulfilling.
That's nice.
You know, yeah,
instance, on both sides.
On both sides, and
because some of that is really chemistry too. It's not just knowledge. There's a softer part of that.
Yeah, that, you know, this is a really important point. One of the fundamentally different approaches that we took as a platform is, you know, in many other platforms, you're often asked to, you know, answer 127 questions and. You know, and then you get matched, you know, by the AI with the coach. And
right.
we said, you know, that we're not going to do that. Again, we're not poo-pooing any other you know, platform. But, you know, we said, no, we think that this is like dating, right? We're going to quickly show you. You're going to come in and enter, I'm stressed out. We're going to quickly show you five coaches that are available for you in real time. And you, all you have to do is like what you would do in real life, which is talk to a few people for a few minutes. And you get a good sense of like who's the best fit for your personality and your goals. So that last bit, you know, if you remember The Bachelor and The Bachelorette show, right? You know, just because somebody is not a good fit for you doesn't mean that they are not going to get married at all.
That's right.
Right? And so in the world of coaching, I, it's our perspective that the consumer must make the final call. If the platform's making the call for you, then, you know, it's not going to result in the optimal experience when you make the call for yourself, when you have the choice, right, of, you know, of the coaches. And
that's
you're
right.
like, hey, I'm going to spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever your decision-making criteria is, talk to a few coaches. Then you decide who fits your personality and goal. You're going to stick with that coach a lot longer, right? You know, because all of this is about behavioral change at the end of the day. Why coaching? And the answer is because when you work with a human being and an expert in that topic, you're going to change your behavior.
Right.
You're going to change your knowledge, your learning. And so it's really important to have that choice to be able to say, you know what, I decided on this person rather than the platform gave this person to me.
Right. Do you now or in the future, do you see kind of personality or behavioral assessments on the front end of that for both sides so that you can do better matching?
You know, honestly, at the moment, and we're not making this up, our user satisfaction rating, which is, you know, after every call, as I mentioned, the consumer rates the provider and the provider rates the consumer. So the consumer rating of the provider at the moment in our entire lifetime of existence across millions of minutes and calls and all that stuff, right, of coaching is 4.9 out of 5. So the answer is, if something can get that to 4.94 out of 5, we would consider it. But,
sure.
You know, short of that, you know, we think that asking you to answer, you know, a 70-point question before you
sure.
get the Uber driver is just a bit too much.
Yeah, yeah. I think down the road, again, you've already got the number. The number is really, really high. If it starts to slip, then you'll figure it out.
And not just that. I mean, it's more... you know, it needs to be a frictionless user experience.
Right?
Our vision for this is it's got to be as simple as Google.
Well,
which is why it took us 2.5 years to develop the search engine, which is one of a kind. And it's still unmatched in, you know, in this particular industry, right? Every other platform makes you fill out that form.
Right.
We don't. You come in and you just literally type in, I want to learn negotiations. Boom. Right, you know, you get a so it's a pretty natural language search engine.
Oh,
which is the front end of the investment that we made.
That's fantastic. What's trending right now?
yoga, anything related to physical fitness. It turns out when you offer one-on-one help in 1,000 areas of work and personal life, which is what we do,
right?
The most often things that you reach out to are things that are centered around your physical wellness, right? I mean, if you think about it, what are the things that you do on a daily basis,
right?
If it's tax planning, as an example, you're going to reach out for that once a year, right? If it's physical fitness, you're probably going to be doing it very regularly in a given week, right? And then leadership coaching and a few other things on an as-needed basis. And so because we are a very comprehensive platform that offers all these different things, what's trending tends to be, you know, on the physical fitness, mental well-being, that type of stuff.
I love it. Let's switch to some of the buy-side stuff. Because the podcast is set up to teach practitioners what's available and also how to buy. So what's your favorite part of the demo?
You know, I love just showcasing. It's such a visual product, right? You know, Jill and I often talk about how visual the product is. And so we try to actually show the product itself. You know, so when you can touch and feel the product, you kind of instantly get it. And no amount of words and pictures that you put up in your booth or collateral actually replaces the demo. And so we spend quite a bit of time just showing the product and enjoying the customer's reaction. Which, by the way, is always, oh my God, I can't believe this.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, again, it's consumer grade, which is, and you've talked
about this in several of your other podcasts, right? This consumerization of the employee experience is a trend that, you know, we're leading, I would say.
I love it. So customer success stories without brands, without names, things like that, just something where they're using TaskHuman and you just love the way they're using it.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've seen all kinds of use cases. You know, employees of literally in 60 different countries are using TaskHuman. Our coaching network comes from 45 different countries, 1,000 different coaches, thousands of areas of your life, right? So it is a truly global platform. And so we kind of have a window into the humanity that's using this stuff globally. Some of the more, like, I would say, personally enjoyable use cases, you know, during COVID, we had this one employee of, you know, of a very large video conferencing platform that everybody uses without, you know, calling them by name.
Right.
So this, you know, person is in Amsterdam, and we noticed that one user was making, like, clockwork, every day, several calls to various coaches. And so we actually asked her as part of a focus group, and we said, hey, what is it that's making you use TaskHuman? And she's like, you know, with the COVID shutdown in Amsterdam, I don't have any friends.
Right.
And so she's like, I start my day with a TaskHuman coach. I brush my teeth. I mean, to the point where she was brushing her teeth on a call with the coach while asking the coach to, you know, wait while, you know, 2 minutes before she started a yoga session or whatever, right? You know, so it's some of those stories where I think the one-on-one connection that you make with the coach starts to become, you know, somebody that you really value in your life. And so that friendship aspect was, you know, one of our favorite stories.
Oh, I love that. What's humanity?
Yeah. It's humanity, right? Yeah. And another one that was personally very touching was, you know, this lady who lost 40 pounds in working with the coach. She had just been diagnosed with all kinds of, you know, interesting diseases. And she had kind of given up, right? And then, you know, we had launched TaskHuman at her company, and she was like, oh my God, you know, this has been awesome. I bought a level of accountability. And she sent us a note, which is now on our website, you know, which we proudly, you know, it's a video testimonial on our website. And she lost all kinds of weight, got herself back into shape. I mean, it was just amazing to see the willpower that this person had and the discipline that she had when you give her the tool.
Right.
We are just the tool.
Right.
But she did all the hard work and the coach, you know, all of that stuff. And now, you know, she's a complete bill of health, right? She's, everything's under control. And we were like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, again, getting back to humanity, you know, it's, I see all as a conduit between the two different aspects of humanity.
And then another actually interesting one, and kind of maybe counter to what you would expect out of a platform like this. So this one is on the career coaching side. So we launched this platform. Employee of, you know, a company started using this stuff and then realized that maybe that company wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm. and which so is a good thing to realize, right, since there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. And then a related story, we had a consumer who loves this stuff, employee of a company. He left, and then he said, I'm not going to any company that doesn't have TaskUnit. And so he actually went to his new employer, which is a pretty well-known company, and told them, I need thousands of dollars per year until you launch TaskUnit.
Right.
As part of my offer, I want thousands of dollars this year for me to be reimbursing TaskUnit. And he made it part of his offer letter.
I think that's fair.
Which was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, and especially if it's working for them, and it does work for a ton of people, if it's working for them, then why change? I mean, you might change jobs, but why would you give up that coach or the access to that coach? That's just...
Yeah, or set of coaches.
You know, set of
we
coaches.
We call them, you know, build your own dream team, right? You know, we jokingly say, you know, Kim Kardashian has probably 25 people helping her every day.
At least.
And now, you know, you too, and I too, can be Kim Kardashian, right?
I love
that. So we always tell people, go build your dream team of coaches. Surround yourself with awesome people from all around the world, and it's going to make you awesome.
If someone's never bought something like TaskUnit, what are questions that they should be asking you?
Yeah, I think it's more, what are you doing in this new world for employee experience?
Right.
And the answer is always some kind of benefit, you know, thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. But, you know, this notion of live human help, where every employee can build their dream team of coaches to help them with a lot of things in their work and personal life, that's got to be a foundational benefit. It's a fundamental benefit, right?
Right.
I mean, in the company, we call it it's your human right.
Right.
If you're a human being on this planet, you deserve to be supported by other human beings' life. I'm not poo-pooing content learning.
No,
videos, that's just... right? But this is a live human network at your disposal. Why wouldn't you have this? So, you know, we think that, you know, you should have medical, dental, vision, all of that stuff. Every responsible employer will provide that. But then right after that, you're going to need this. Every employee should have access to this type of a comprehensive coaching network, instant, real time, always there in their pocket, right? Whether they're working from home, working from the office, traveling for work, whatever, right? It's always there with you. And so that's what we would encourage people to think about is, you know, give people meaningful things, right? That gym that you built in the main office, probably not going to be used a whole lot.
Yeah, first of all, that's what you want is consumption. When you have something like this and you offer to employees, you want them to use it. I mean, that's a sign of success, is that it's not really a benefit if people don't use it.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about Sherm. We're here in New Orleans at Sherm Annual. What's success for you? What's when you look back at the show, what are you going to look at?
I mean, we enjoy, you know, we're a people company, and so we can enjoy learning what's on the minds of various people. I mean, one thing we have tremendous respect for is the HR profession, right? It's not the most funded, you know, it's not the place where everybody has a ton of budget, but we love the fact that you have a function and you have a set of people that are gathered here at Sherm, as an example, that really care about people. Right, it's, you know, these are the people that go back and have the, you know, the title of whatever they have, right? Employee experience, benefits, this, that, but they're essentially responsible for their employee base. And if you look at what they're going through, it's, you know, I'm responsible for wellness for my entire global population of, you know, employees, right? Can you imagine being responsible for that? But
yeah,
that's what it is, right? They are. And so we love learning about, you know, what they're thinking about, what are they seeing. You know, so success for us is just a lot of learning in terms of what they want. And, you know, of course, we think that we have a product that can help. And, you know, we always love talking about it and spreading the word. But
you're humble to say you think you have a product that can help. You you actually do have a product that can help.
Yeah, we're biased
that.
And we think that.
I appreciate that. But, I like the humility. I appreciate it.
But, you know, it's you know, it just blows my mind that, you know, you have all these wonderful people gathered here that their sole job is... I'm here to take care of my employees.
Right.
That's my role, right? So it's kind of cool for us to be part of this.
Excellent. Thank you so much for carving out time for us, Ravi.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And thanks for everyone listening to the Use Case Podcast. Until next time.
You've been listening to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast, live at Sherm 22. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.